Hey, what's up? This is Tony Hawk. You're on PS3blog.net.
This is Todd Howard, game director for Bethesda Game Studios on PS3blog.net.
Hi, I'm Emily Rose. I'm here with PS3blog.net with Oli and Paul Fierce.
I'm Hideo Kojima, PS Blog. Hi, PS Blog.
Hey, everybody, it's Nolan North, Nathan Drake from Uncharted. You're watching PS3blog.net with Oli and Paul Fierce. Oh, yeah. PlayStation.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 52 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM. And with us, as always, is Fubear.
Loyal Minions!
Oh, that was, man, the waveforms on that one are really loud.
Yeah.
And, yeah, here we are. We have a year's worth of podcasts now. We've been going for over a year, but now this is officially a year's worth because we've missed a couple weeks due to events or having to postpone because of trips and whatnot.
Officially.
Yeah, but here we are. This is a full year's worth. It's crazy.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's
the fact that I've put up with you for a full year and all your shenanigans.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think it. No, first, I think putting up with your burping, that was a tough part. No.
Yeah, but we've made it through.
It was always like you were trying to interrupt Ace when he was talking too, because Ace would be saying something, and all of a sudden you'd just be like. Good Lord.
I miss Ace.
Oh, man, that guy, he's busy all the time.
Yeah. That guy looks like Oliver Platt.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I was from like, Lake Placid.
I know, I was going to say he's about to stop Betty White from feeding cows to giant, you know, crocodiles.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
man, but, all right, well, not a whole lot of news this week, so we'll just, it'll probably be a short episode.
Yeah, how short?
I'm sure, like, half an hour, 40 minutes. Like, it could be pretty short. Oh. There's, like I said, there's not much at all.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Well, let's classic Fubear. Right, let's start out with new releases.
New releases.
That's right. I'm trying to think of what came out physically this week. I never typically look at that unless I know something's going to come out. But let's see what's on the main page. So as far as snow is digitally, on the PSN, it's kind of cool that Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier is up for the full price though, but. That didn't
full
come out.
Price!
Yeah, it didn't come out that long ago. And it comes with a...
Dude, I find it's weird that games come out on digital now.
Yeah, I'm assuming...
Don't you find that a little weird?
I kind of like that option, and I like how it's... Because there are some games I downloaded digitally that were just because that's how they were released. Like, for instance, when Crysis came out to XBLA and PSN, it was digital. There was no physical release, so I downloaded that. Yeah. Or when the Resident Evil 4 HD collection, I downloaded that as well. And then when they gave us all those free games, I downloaded, you know, Little Big Planet 2. I also downloaded GoldenEye 007 Reloaded. And I was like, that's sweet. And those are two retail games right there that I got digitally now. But I also got Far Cry 2 when that was free. So I have a couple full retail games on my list here. I have Dead Space Extraction, which is, you know... But you need, like, the disc to play that. But that was a full game as well. But I believe Ghost Recon has a time trial for, like, for the Plus members, like always. Because usually digital games always have a trial. I think it does. And if it does, I definitely want to download and try it. Because I wasn't excited about Future Soldier when the first trailer came out. But then when I saw, I watched the review for it, and it looked pretty fun. And I remember playing Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2 back when that was ported to the PS3, and it was all right. It wasn't bad. I mean, I like Rainbow Six better. And
Rainbow Six Vegas 2
man,
is a must-have. Must-have.
I've talked about it before.
It's like $20.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, kill yourself.
And the servers are based... You set up the servers yourself, so you don't need any servers for them to run. Man,
yeah, I have footprints going through the Villa map.
Yeah.
Love the Villa map. It's probably my favorite one. Going on Villa.
Casino is my favorite.
Terrorist Hunt. Do work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to play that game all the time with my roommate. And
I love it.
That game was so fun.
I can't wait for Patreon. Rainbow Six Vegas 2. One of my favorite games.
Yeah. But, and see, also digitally, Duels of the Planeswalker 2013 came out. They seem to be pumping out those Magic the Gathering games pretty quick.
Man, those Magic card games are huge.
Yeah, they do pretty well.
I'll let you on a little insider information, too. At my company right now, we're developing a Magic card game, too, because the market is, like, such a small niche for it. Mm-hmm. They figure it's kind of almost untapped.
Yeah.
So, but the following it does have is real intense, you know? So, mm-hmm. we're kind of looking at that right now.
All right, here's... I guess there's only one.
Fine, don't say anything.
Oh,
Jesus.
That's cool. Cool story.
Trying to have a conversation with you, maybe give you a little insider information.
Well, that was nothing. Insider information.
Nothing.
And I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I'm not an MTG
nothing.
Digital fan.
Get nothing from you.
Isley will like to hear it.
Yeah.
But Brave
Isley
came out.
Isley likes hearing everything, I have to say. Yeah. Isley's a nice gentleman.
Stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's see. Two Worlds 2, Game of the Year Edition, came out digitally. I know... I've seen a lot of people on my friends list play that back when it came out. Like, not a bunch, but did Oli review Two Worlds 2?
I have no idea. Oli reviews a lot.
Maybe it was Jay. I feel like it was Jay or Oli, but back when that came out. And then no PSP games. Vita got Lego Batman 2 DC Super Heroes, which is just...
Lego Batman!
It's a port from the 3DS version, so let's see here. One thing I thought was awesome is the discount for PlayStation Plus on Red Dead Redemption, $18. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Man, that's another game. If you don't have,
yeah,
kill yourself.
Get it. That,
seriously,
that
get in the coffin.
Get coffin, man. I.
No one likes you. You're not gonna be missed. Don't even bother filling out a will, because everybody's gonna end up hating you in the end if you don't have that game.
I miss
get that game
that
before
game.
Everybody comes to your house and murders you. Yes.
Totally outlaw. They'll put on the bandit mask.
JCM.
Man, I used to play that game online, just roam around and like hold up in a mission and just kill everybody with my friend, and we just stay there as long as getting like in a public game, trying to get our wanted level as high as possible, trying to get people to kill us. There's a trophy associated with it. But
I used to hang out at the fort for like hours on end, see if I could get my wanted level up and then get away.
So fun.
So hard, dude. So hard.
I told my cousin, like, if you get that, man, I'll play multiplayer with you. That was something I wish I knew more people that had it, because I loved playing multiplayer. That was some of our first PS3 blog game nights was on Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah? Memories.
Right. Let's see here. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood also has a discount for PlayStation Plus members. They get it for $15.
Mm-hmm.
Limbo is discounted, and I should say anybody who's anybody should pick up Limbo, because that's a great game.
Yeah.
And like I said, yeah, you get a full retail trial of Tom Clancy and Two Worlds 2.
I picked up Limbo with the Humble Bundle for the PC.
Yeah.
When they did it for the Humble Bundle for like $7. I haven't played it yet, though.
But I know that they're working on the sequel. They're releasing some information about the sequel to Limbo.
Yeah.
Not like a direct sequel, but it... The screenshots make it look that way, but the description is really kind of odd. But
how odd? Very odd? Slightly odd? Kind of odd?
Just the way they describe it, it sounds kind of like you've been kidnapped and you're trying to stop these people from being experimented on.
What?
Like, you're like trying to save your true love or something like that. Like, it's really weird, but who knows? I'm sure it'll be good, because Limbo was great.
Limbo-ish.
I had not low expectations, but I didn't really have any expectations set for Limbo. I just heard it was good, and I downloaded it. I played the demo, and the demo didn't seem like, this doesn't seem like anything. But then when I actually played what's more in the game, not just past the demo part, it got really good. I was like, holy hell, this game loves to try to kill you.
I heard it's like really hard with like the shadows and light, and like it's all about timing. Like, you got to get your timing down. Holy shit!
Yeah, there's some puzzles.
There's a lot
at
of
the end.
Timing involved with like landing your jumps.
Oh yeah, at the end it gets pretty like crazy that. At the end, but it like I said, it's a great game. I definitely say pick it up. But let's see here. DLC. There's DLC for a ton of games. The Battlefield 3 Close Quarters. For people, but I know it came out last week for the premium members. DC Universe Online has DLC, LBP, Pure Chess, Rock Band, Soul Calibur, Warhammer. And then Wipeout 2048, Pure Chess on Vita got DLC. There's demos for Magic Gathering Duels of the Planeswalker, and then there's discounts for a ton of stuff for everybody. Worms 2 Armageddon is half off, and there's like 30% and 50% off. and for a lot of games for Ninja Gaiden 3, Power Stone Collection, Rockin' Rockets, Street Fighter Alpha 3, Saints Row the Third, SOCOM Navy SEALs, Fireteam Bravo 3, Ultimate Ghosts and Goblins, Assassin's Creed Revelations, Alice Madness Returns, 1942 Joint Strike, and Bionic Commando Rearmed. Some good deals going on there. Those are mixed between PSP, Mini, PSN, and retail, as well as DLC discounts. Not those aren't like all of the full game ones. But let's see here. I saw an article that Vita hardware and software sales in Japan spiked up thanks to Persona 4, the golden. The weeks, let's see, they showed the numbers and Vita sales were up, let's see, for just a week, they were up to 34,500 for the Vita, mm-hmm. which is up significantly. And it used to be really low, like way below. Even though
how low?
I think just like in the 2,000, 1,000, like pretty low numbers.
That sounds low.
Yeah, but that's obviously just a week. But I know their overall sales weren't doing super great. And then, yeah, let's see here. So that was pretty good. I'm just good to see the game. I figured that's exactly what it needs, is it needs the software to push the hardware. Mm-hmm. And that was always a huge problem.
Well, I mean, what like AAA hardcore titles are there for the Vita?
Well, let's see. It depends on what you like, because Uncharted came out like right out the gate.
Like Uncharted. Yeah. I'm not talking about like little kids games or Pokemon, you know, this, that, and the other thing. I mean, is there like a good handful of titles for it?
Rayman Origins is good, and I don't consider that a kid's game.
That's not really a AAA title, but okay.
Well, I'm just going to call it. Like I said, as far as AAA, you're not going to think too crazy, but there are some really good titles that came out on it.
I know Metal Gear is coming out. I would consider that's a AAA title.
Well, the HD collection already came out
for Vita. I'm talking like hardcore games for like adults.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, they
not too many of those.
They had Resistance, but it didn't do too well. And they had
it's because it sucked.
They had Unit 13. Well, yeah, they had Unit 13, which I don't think did crazy well either. But that I know that got kind of below average reviews. And I'm trying to think what else came out. Like I said, Escape Plan was a really great game, but you can't really consider a game that is the first of its kind to be like a new IP to beat AAA, but that was a really good game. But yeah, they got, you know, well, now they'll have Assassin's Creed Liberation coming out, so they'll have that, and then the Black Ops Declassified will be coming out, which the way they describe it, because there's a leak on price and details of the game on Amazon, I believe, and the price was listed at $49.99, which makes it the same price that Uncharted was when it came out initially. And, on the Vita. And apparently it's supposed to play out a lot like Unit 13, to where you play these short little missions that have story to them, but they're just little bite-sized chunks as well. That's just like the Spec Ops kind of mission. And then there's multiplayer, like the regular multiplayer. But sounds interesting. But then, like I said, we'll wait till we see the gameplay when that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else in the news here. Oh, the Doom 3 BFG edition gets release date. I thought we'd already knew that, but I guess we didn't. It's going to be come out on October 16th, and yeah, that's the release date. It's going to be $40, and it'll be $30 on PC, but it'll be $40 on the consoles, and it's going to be all buffed up. I'm curious how big it's going to be. I wonder if they're going to do a digital download of it as well, but I'm curious because they changed it to where now the flashlight's mounted on your character's armor.
Yeah.
Because in the original version of the game, you had to switch between your flashlight and your gun. You couldn't use both at the same time.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if there's like going to be a classic mode to where you can play that way. Because I played the whole game back when it came out, and that was a really like tense... I mean, it was ridiculous that you couldn't do both. But because you couldn't, it made it really... The tension got really high, because, like, okay, it's really dark. I have to see what the hell I'm doing. And all of a sudden, there's a guy, oh, shit, switch my gun. Take him out. But, so I'm wondering if they'll, you know, be able to do that. Or maybe when just turn off the light on your own, just hit a button. Like, okay, it's off.
Yeah, instead of going through panic mode.
Yeah. But, let's see here. Let's see. there's an article about Kojima Hideo.
Yeah.
He was talking to IG Magazine, which I believe is a French magazine, and he was saying a couple things about Metal Gear Solid 5 running on the new Fox engine that they've been working on. They showed a little bit of it, you know, before some videos. But let's see, he's quoted saying, now the only problem about these quotes is it was translated from Japanese to French and then from French to English. So there's a little bit that gets kind of lost in translation. But he's quoted as saying, you know, about Metal Gear Solid 5, I can tell you two things. He's like, there'll be much question of infiltration, espionage, and convincing people to give you a, quote, a favor, like in the last Metal Gear Solid. Like I said, there's speculations point what they mean, give us favors, like in Peace Walker, if you'll be, like, getting people and stuff like that.
But, yeah.
Like, kind of earn loyalty, stuff like that. He also says, you know, I liked the idea of social interactions in Deus Ex Human Revolution, but we'll see. So there's not, you know, a whole lot on here. He said he's a moral, I'll be more willing to discuss information, you know, when the time comes. But it's apparently the latest Metal Gear Solid targeted for high-end consoles and PC. So it sounds like this could be made for, you know, the next-gen consoles. He also, there is question whether or not Solid Snake is going to be in it, and Kojima clarified, you know, we have not yet finished with Solid Snake, despite the fact that I wanted to let him die at the end of Guns of the Patriots, spoiler alert. But, which is really interesting. Like I said, I'm wondering if they would do something like they did with Metal Gear Solid 3, where they just kind of go back a bit, but I don't think they can do that anymore. If they did that, it would have to be just like a, like they did with Peace Walker on a different console. Like if they did kind of one of those earlier, a couple decades before kind of games, it would have to be on like Vita on a handheld.
Yeah, yeah.
It could still like, be canon, but...
Is there anything more to tell for the story, though?
That's the thing. It's like, it... You know, two... I mean, I understood what was going on, and it got kind of crazy, but a lot of, you know, backstabbing... And 3 was really good because it kind of went back and talked about Big Boss, which we really knew nothing about.
Yeah.
Not that much. And that was a great game. And then Peace Walker, you know, followed right up after that as far as Big Boss's story, and that explained even more. And then 4 kind of jumped ahead pretty far and wrapped everything up all nice and really kind of linked all these threads that weren't necessarily put to, you know, held together that well initially. It was just kind of... He kind of established a fiction and just kept building off it. It wasn't like planned because Kojima, back in the day, he wanted to create a game that was when he created the first Metal Gear. He on the system he was working on, it was like the MSX, whatever. He was limited by the tech. He could only fit like two characters on the screen at once. So he ended up turning the game into a sneaking game, and that's what made it really popular. Then they wanted him to make a second one, which he didn't really want to do, but he did because they sold really well. And then then of course when the PlayStation came out, that he liked the idea of doing 3D stuff, and that kind of revived him in wanting to make a new Metal Gear Solid. Then he made that, but he was never really one to make the sequels back in the day. It was just something he wanted to do, and he always wanted to try new stuff. But that's something he's always said, like he liked to pass on Metal Gear to someone else to do, but every time someone else tries to do it, they just don't do anything good enough, and then he always just ends up coming in and kind of taking over and be like, all right, well, no one else can do this, clearly. But, yeah, I was kind of surprised that there was going to be an MGS5. But, well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to talk about the end of 4, but it doesn't seem like they could do... I mean, the way 4 ends, it's kind of like, okay, it's a quiet period. It's like, what else can there be? I mean, who knows? We'll see. Obviously, it could be like some kind of vacuum where everything's stopped how it is, and now people are struggling for power, but, or maybe they cure him, who knows, and then he gets better or something. But even though it was in his genes to fall apart. But anyway.
I'll tell you what, he's got one hell of a Twitter account. That's for damn sure.
Oh, Hideo?
Oh, man, he's on that 24/7.
Yeah.
Telling you, it's ridiculous.
That guy is all over the place. But, like, he says some really funky stuff on his Twitter. I know he's, like, he types like mystery circles, and then it's just like little drawings in the sand or something.
Yeah. But, it doesn't translate well sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I find him to be fascinating.
That's like, really, whenever when we finish the podcast and I go to edit, I always go back and play because I never write down all the things we talk about. Like, sometimes I do, but then I get rid of the file. I'm like, damn it. And I like to do that, you know, what we discussed in the article thread on the website. And I have to go back and try to find all the points of the things we talked about. But I always listen to the intro to make sure that it worked properly, because sometimes it'd be offset if I accidentally move some tags around. And that part at the end, that part when he's like, hi, this is Hideo Kojima, PS Blog.
PS Blog.
Hi, PS Blog. And Ollie just starts laughing.
Not a lick of English.
I love that little part when Ollie just laughs. That was so funny.
Yeah.
But
seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he seems like he's obviously, everybody loves the work he's doing. And I know they're working on Zone Avengers apparently, but I never played it back in the day, but I know a lot of people like the Zone, the Ender games. But
I agree.
Yeah, I was trying to look for some more news. You sent me an article. I got in my email, and anytime you send me an article that's from that you got from Zeit, I always have it. I'm like, and I always think in my head, I go, why is he sending the news? So I've already read it, or I'm going to read it anyways. But I don't know what feed you got this from, because when I tried to go back into my Zeit app and look under games, I didn't see it at all. Then I tried to look under film and TV, because sometimes...
Did I get news that you weren't able to get first?
Apparently.
But
all it says is that apparently Willem Dafoe is supposed to be in Beyond Two Souls. So, that's pretty interesting news. I'm curious.
I find him a fantastic as an actor. I can't imagine what kind of work he could do as a voice actor, but he does have an interesting voice. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, he is an actor, so... that's kind of why it's called voice acting.
Yeah. But they'll also be modeling it off him, because they model all the characters off...
He is not a looker.
The voice actor. Well, I was thinking about it, that cop in the trailer, the head SWAT guy...
He
kind of almost could look like a younger version of him, but not quite, but like based on a real life person.
Yeah.
He's got similar features.
He plays a lot of cops in his roles. You notice that?
Yeah, except for when he was in Spider-Man. But aside from that, if they bring him in to play a character that they're going to model and capture his mocap off of, I'm curious... Then how far along into development are they of Beyond Two Souls? Like,
I have no
they
idea.
Must not be that far unless the person he's going to play isn't that big of a part, so they can kind of, maybe they have like 90% of it done, like they have all Ellen Page's stuff done.
Yeah. Like, are you getting messages? Is that you?
No, sorry, that was my roommate in the background.
Oh. Well, tell your roommate to stop ruining our quality podcast.
Yeah, quit it.
You filthy animal.
No, it's my iMac mic picks up a lot of stuff. It doesn't pick out like random white noise, but it gets like, it's a really good mic. Apparently, picks up a lot of crap in the room. But I just didn't want to use my headset mic because I don't want that crazy feedback it gives us sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Plus, this sounds better than the one. But that's pretty cool. I mean, I like seeing actors play mocap stuff especially back in the day. It used to be actors that did VO for like anime and because that's what he did anime, and then eventually that went to stuff like Pixar, then animated films started getting recognizable actors to voice act on those, and I love seeing voice acting in the video game, especially this gen. It seems like this gen is when everything kind of kicked off, like the gaming industry really had this huge explosion when this generation started, and then everybody start doing voice acting work. But
I agree.
But yeah. Not a whole lot of other stuff. I know we went a day late last week, so we got a lot of news covered, and there hasn't been a lot between now and then, at least not that much like huge news wise. But So you've still been playing, have you just been playing Diablo lately, or have you been playing any other games?
Well, actually, now that you mention it, I have one of my minions leveling me up in Dungeon Defenders while I'm AFK on the PC. G-O-W is B-A or something like that. I don't know what his name is. Anyways, he lives in a lonely part of Indiana, so good for him. And then I'm playing Diablo 3, and I'm playing the My Little Pony level, and it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah? Who, you playing with your friend of yours that got all the components?
Oh, no, I got them all.
Oh, you did? Nice.
Yeah. We actually took some time out from work the other day and got all the components for everybody. Of course, you can only have four players in the same room, but it was like 12 of us playing.
That's funny. Now, when you use the item, do you just like stand there and use it kind of like a town portal? You just hit it and then it teleports you, or do you have to go somewhere?
No, you have to go somewhere. It's spoilers. If you haven't done it yet or you don't want to hear it, don't listen. You gone?
They're good.
Okay, good. So anyways, so you get all the items together, and then you have to put the staff in your inventory, and you take Old Tristram Road,
yeah,
and you go to, you go west of Old Tristram, and then you take the Old Tristram Road and go down south, and there's a big red crevice just comes out of the ground, and you have to have the staff in your inventory, and then the ghost of the Cow King pops up. And says, there's no cow level here, but there's something with, you know, sunshine and lollipops or something to that effect. And then you go inside this world filled with murderous unicorns and rabid friggin' teddy bears whose heads spin off in rotation when you shoot them clean off their body.
Nice.
It really is a work of just someone's twisted world view perspective on their dream or something. It's something out of a dream. It really is.
That's
funny. You got piñatas that hang from trees that are like anime characters with big old eyes, and you shoot them down and loot pops out. And on the map itself, the map is like a rainbow trail that you have to follow, and like there's like little doodles of like planets and rockets on the side, and it's like someone's twisted dream of just murderous teddy bears and friggin' crazy looking unicorns and just so much blood everywhere. Oh my God, it's just blood. It's craziness.
That's funny. I've seen videos.
So fun. It really is. If they came out with a DLC of just stuff like this, I would probably buy it. Not even going to play. It's hilarious, but it's also very fun.
Yeah.
And of course, you get a shit ton of XP and really good loot off of it. I mean, do you have all the items?
No, I had like one in a
invite me later and I'll run it for you, or I'll open it up and you can do it by yourself or something. But once you have the item, you can play it as much as you like, as the staff, I mean.
Yeah.
And then you can also upgrade the staff to like different levels, like normal difficulty, nightmare difficulty, hell difficulty. So you can run it on different difficulties. And of course, you know, the more difficult it is, the more epic your loot is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, I'm running it on Nightmare by myself, but I have the game open, so if anybody wants to play, they can just hop in.
Yeah.
But it really is. It really is phenomenal. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah. So fun. It's worth all the trouble getting all those parts for the staff.
How long is
that instance? Took like 2 hours to get all the stuff.
No, not the stuff, but I mean, like, to go when you're in the area itself. Like, is it...
Oh, how long the level is?
Yeah.
I'd say it's probably good a good half an hour.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's no slouch of a level.
Yeah.
I mean, the unicorns are tough. Don't get them wrong. They might be unicorns, but they're freaking tough, man.
That's funny.
And it's funny. They have like, they're called like chubby purple unicorns. And there's like bosses. It'll be like, you know, Beelzebub the Slayer. And it's like right above the unicorn's name. It's super funny.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah,
Malfiant Vile Tongue. That's the name of the boss that I'm trying to slay right now.
Nice.
His name's Malfiant Vile Tongue.
I know there's a patch that came out for Diablo, and I know they increased drop rates for epic tier items level 61, 62, 63 in Act 1, 2, and 3. That way people didn't have to rely so much on the auction house for gear to make themselves, you know,
yeah,
not have to worry about dying. They also, what else did they do? They gave rage to all the bosses, and they, to where, you know, rage is a something they use in a lot of like MMOs and RPG games where you have so much time to kill a boss. Like you have 5 minutes, and if you don't do it within 5 minutes, they rage and then they become super strong, and they usually, you know, they become harder to kill.
Yeah.
They also did a change to attack speed. Now attack speed plus does 50% less on items. Like all items for the attack speed bonus is 50% less.
What?
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And I think they did another change, but I forget what it was, and I was kind of like, meh. But yeah, it's good to see that they increased drop rates. So.
Yeah, that's always nice. Because, I mean, that's the whole reason why you want to play this goddamn game to begin with, right?
Yeah.
For the goddamn loot.
Yeah, because you want better loot as you progress further and further. But I haven't played, like, I think I did one mission. Man, I loaded up. I haven't played in a long time. And I figured, I'll load up because I was kind of bored. Mm-hmm. And I was right outside a dungeon. And I didn't realize it was the exit because it didn't have the mission marker anywhere. It just, I was just there, and I had an NPC with me. So I go in the thing, and I'm doing the dungeon crawl, and all of a sudden I get to a door, and the door says, rusty, let's say, like, dungeon level one. I'm like, oh, okay, so that's the first level. And I go through it, and all of a sudden I hit the exit, and it goes Highlands. And I go, I hit the door, and I go out, and all of a sudden, why the hell am I outside in another area? I should be deeper. And then all of a sudden I realize, oh, where it saved me, I was already outside the exit of the dungeon I did the crawl through previously. And then when I was in the second floor, and then when I went to the first, I thought, oh, I'm descending now, but that didn't make any sense. And I was like, because I didn't realize it. Because typically when I quit in the middle of a quest, it starts you back pretty far. But I guess I'd finished the quest, far enough that it didn't do it. But I got to Act 2, and then when I got there, I was like, all right, I'm done. Yeah, but... I haven't been back. I tried playing some StarCraft the other day with my past couple of days, playing some more of that against AI with my cousin. But
yeah.
But not a lot of games otherwise I haven't been playing. I did a little bit of Battlefield last night. I'm probably going to do some Battlefield again today. I got to try to get back into that. I've just been playing...
What, Battlefield?
Yeah, Battlefield 3. Playing too much stuff. Like, everything started coming out, and then I got cut off, and then, I played Max Payne. I started playing... Starhawk, which I still have to beat.
Max Payne is fantastic. Another game everybody needs to get.
Yeah.
I love that game. The online is so smooth. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And I've just been... I was really busy because I had a friend of mine who I was hanging out with a lot, but she's down working down in Southern California, down in Dublin, and she's going to be gone for like 2 months. So now I can get my game back on because I'm like, don't get to go hang out. Not that it was bad. Yeah, she's a cool friend, but I think it was that one you were giving me junk for that one time. Yeah. That's
was I?
Yeah. I think I mentioned her before, something about her, like, she listened to the podcast or something like that, and you were like, oh, that kind of friend, huh? Oh, you kept going, that's what it was, because she was asking me what episode that was the other day, and where you kept going, did you sleep with her? Did you sleep with her?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, she's not that kind of friend. But,
come on, guy.
But, man, I went to, I think I've asked you this before, you have a BJ Brewery and restaurant down.
Yeah, totally.
We have one that just opened up at Cottingtown a couple weeks ago. I mentioned it before, but...
God, I haven't been to Cottingtown in like years, dude.
Yeah. We went there the other day, a couple friends and I, and we sit down and we order our food, and they order an appetizer, and we get the appetizer pretty quick. And, they eat the app, comes, goes. And then we drink our drinks, and then they do all their handcrafted sodas there. For people who don't know, it's kind of a place that has all like a bunch of specialty. They do a lot of brews. They have like 5 pages of menus all alcohol, but they do special sodas. So they make root beer in house, cream soda, orange cream, and black cherry soda. So that's the only ones they have. They don't carry Coke or Dr. Pepper or Sprite. They only do those.
Yeah.
So I always get the root beer because root beer is really good. But I wanted to try the black cherry. I was like, oh, I'll try this because I figured it was going to be like a black cherry Coke for some reason, because that's typically what I associate that fruit with a soda. It was always, black cherry Coca-Cola and cherry Coke. Anyways, I got it, and it was just cherry, and it was a little sweet, so I finished it. And then I wanted to try the cream soda, and my friend wanted to try the orange one, because she tried the black cherry as well. And I've never changed drinks in the middle of a meal before, but the guy was really cool. He's like, yeah, no problem. And so two of us changed drinks and everything. And then time goes by, and we're sitting there talking, we're chatting. People are coming, people are going, and we're like, man, where's our food? And the guy came by, he goes, your food's coming up. Don't worry, it'll be here. They're working on it. It'll be coming up soon. And we're waiting and waiting. All of a sudden, it's like an hour goes by, and he realizes that he didn't put in the ticket for the food. Like, somehow, he put in the ticket for the appetizer, but he didn't finish the process for the meal, so it was just stuck in this queue where it didn't get sent through, so they speed-rushed it. Anyways, they ended up, I was like, well, that's fine. I mean, I was hungry, but I wasn't, like, super hungry, and it wasn't like we were bored sitting there.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking and stuff, but it didn't feel like an hour had gone by. And, they ended up comping the whole meal, which felt really awkward, kind of. I've never had an entire meal comped before. Like, I've had items. Like, I went to
dinner. Now, are we talking because you're uncomfortable because you have OCD, or you're just neurotic? I mean, is that why you're uncomfortable? I mean, what's the problem?
No, it just... It
feels, I'd be like, fuck yeah, free meal?
No, it's different if, like, if I ordered food and there was a problem with it. Like, this, you know, this is super burnt.
We're talking about your OCD then. This, okay, I get
it. No, it's not OCD. It's not an OCD. If anything, like I said, it's cool that they offered it. Like, I'm glad, you know, but I wasn't upset. Like, I didn't complain to him, like, this is bullshit, I should get free stuff. It's like, because we were going to order pizookie, and I thought, well, in my head, I was thinking, I'll still pay for my food, just maybe give the pizookie for free kind of thing. Because, like I said, back in the day, I've had stuff where, like, I went to dinner with an ex, you know, years ago, and my roommate, and...
Yeah, what was his name?
Curtis. He's the one that was here when his phone.
That was your ex-boyfriend?
No. Curtis is my roommate. Aaron was
that's
my ex.
That's what I said. Your ex.
I thought you said
sorry.
Was,
you didn't want your, that your information friend. Revealed quite yet?
No. She was Aaron. Anyways, she got the... We went to Outback Steakhouse, and she got the... let's see. It was a...
So you're there with your boyfriend, Curtis. All right, go ahead.
I'm there with Aaron, and Curtis joined. And she got the Alaskan King Crab, the pound and half of it. And that's like... a $25 dish. But I was like, I don't care, go ahead and get it. So she got it, and we get the check, and I realize, I'm like, man, this check is really low for three people. I'm like, we got an appetizer and three meals? What the fuck? And I realized the guy didn't put the lobster on it, or the king crab on there.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so hold on. So he comes back, and I go, hey, you forgot to charge her for the crab. And he goes, oh, okay, hold on, I'll go fix it. And he takes it back. And he comes back and goes, you know what? I'll eat it. You know, I should have put it on there, and I didn't. And I got, oh, wow, that was really cool. I mean, even that situation wasn't like he made a mistake on his end, but we still got the food. And he's like, I'll eat it. And I thought, I'm like, wow, this guy's fucking awesome. Of course, we used to go there all the time, so maybe he recognized us or something.
Yeah,
I tip really well, so maybe he knew that. But so I ended up
probably he didn't want to make a stink, and he's like, you know what? I kind of work on tips, let me just be really – cool to this guy, and hopefully I'll get a big tip.
I think I gave him a little bigger tip because I didn't have to pay for that lobster game a couple extra bucks. But you know, it was cool that he comped. Like, a situation like that's totally fine. Like, he did it, and it's like, all right, well, if you want. But like, the whole meal just seemed kind of odd, and I'm glad I had cash on me, because I was thinking if I didn't have cash on me, I wouldn't be able to tip, because the service was still good. Like, he got our drinks for us, you know, he switched them out, he gave us refills, he came back to, you know, find out how we're doing as far as everything else. You know, it was fine, and the food was good, and, you know, so like I still tipped him, but it was just having the whole meal. And the worst part was, because he said we might comp it, and then the manager came by and she told us the situation. Was like, did he talk to you? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, so we're gonna comp the whole thing? But then, like I said, we were gonna order a pizookie, but a pizookie is a dessert, and he ordered that after the fact. So then my friend goes, we were going to get a pizookie. Should we just get that now or later? So then it almost seemed like we were just adding on stuff since they were talking.
Yeah.
Like, we want one for each of us.
Now I understand why it's awkward.
Yeah, okay, and that just became really awkward. Because
you wanted to stuff your face with a giant cookie with vanilla ice cream on top.
No, not because I wanted that. You don't order that when you want your food.
What part of that information is wrong?
No, I didn't. I wasn't going to stuff my face. Oh, no, we just wanted one. What I'm saying
is
awkward.
So you just wanted an extra large pizza-sized cookie with, you know, how many scoops of ice cream on top?
And that's not stuffing your face? And there's three of us sharing it. But, no, it was just awkward because you don't order dessert when you order your food.
Don't answer the question, JCM. Good tactic.
I already answered the question. I said one scoop.
One scoop.
Yeah. and there's three of us eating.
Don't make me pull up the BJ's menu.
I will
right
fucking
now.
Slap you. It's one scoop. I just ate there. This is like 3 days ago. But no, it was just, it was really awkward because it'd be different. You like, you order, hey, we're going to order dinner. Then we want a Pizookie, and then they punch it up. They always come back and go, would you like any coffee? Okay, why do they offer coffee or dessert? That always was really weird to me. Like when restaurants come to you, you want coffee or dessert? Like, I don't really want coffee, but dessert maybe. But it was just really awkward. Like, well, we were going to get this, but now it just seems like we're getting it because you're paying for it already. Like if we went like, yeah, give us three, and we wanted this to go as well for a friend, you know, that would just be really weird. But it was kind of a strange moment. And then last week on Friday, I unloaded a truck at work, and I have a labret piercing. For those who don't know, labret is a lip piercing. And for a long time, I had a ring in it, and I recently changed it to a stud, but the stud I have is like a spike, and it's really sharp and everything. So I'm standing there, and I'm signing for the product that came in, and there's this black guy that...
Why does he got to be black?
Because he was black. I'm not saying he was black and he was
likely
white.
Likely story.
Uh-huh. Anyways, he was the truck driver. And so he's coming up, he's standing there while I'm signing it. And he'd been kind of looking at me when I was, watching me as I was unloading. And typically people always use stare at my tattoos and ask me questions. So I'm standing there signing for it. And then he looks at me and he goes, yo, man, let me ask you a question. And I go, yeah? And he goes, you know, you got that thing in your lip. And when you're with your girl and, you know... And he's like trying to dance around this question. And I look at him and go, I know what you're saying. And as long as you do everything okay, nobody gets hurt. And just the way he danced around it was hella funny. Because he looked hella uncomfortable when I was watching him as he's asking me this.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, when you're with your girl and, you know,
wait, is this you trying to impersonate a black guy?
No, that's how he sounded. I'm not being stereotypical. Okay. This is what he said to me. And it was just the funniest thing ever. And I was like, yeah, I know what you're saying. But man, it was funny. But yeah. Any good stories on your end?
Not really.
Not really.
I'm just working a lot.
Yeah.
Kind of lead a boring life now. I work boring so much.
Oh, it's so boring.
It is. It is kind of a boring existence. Played a lot of softball.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
How's that going?
I bought a new bike.
Oh, yeah?
I get that on Monday, I think. But I bought a PK Ripper. I've always wanted one ever since I was a kid. I don't know if any of those BMX freestyle bike fans out there, but PK Ripper is it when it comes to freestyle bikes. But it's like an adult size, like fixie. So it'll fit me. Plus, I had to get like a much larger frame bike. And, they worked in collaboration with DC Shoes to make a real exclusive model, and I was able to snag one. So I get it on Monday.
Nice.
I have to be here to sign for it, but yeah, trying to lead a little more healthier lifestyle. Ride my bike a lot. You know, I ride my bike to work and from work and to BART and from BART. Totals about 4 miles every day.
Nice.
So yeah. So I got that going for me. And then, yeah, that's about it. Playing softball, like huge. And,
in the heat.
That's it. Enjoying Diablo on PC.
Yeah.
12 years in the making. I mean, what's not to like, you know?
Do you only play it at work or do you play at home?
I play at work and at home.
Yeah.
People at work are pretty cool. So sometimes everybody's like, you want to go for a run? I was like, yeah, okay, we could do that. So we hop on, play a little Diablo. And then everybody gets back to work after about 2 hours, but it's pretty fun, man. Can't complain working there. It's kind of weird, you know. I worked for AAA doing the emergency roadside assistance thing for like 7 years and fucking busting tires and dealing with stupid people and like having to help people and like they're the most grittiest hour of need and like the one thing like I feared the most was sitting behind the desk because I wouldn't know what the hell to do with myself.
Yeah.
And now I'm sitting behind the desk and I don't know what to do with myself sometimes. Oh. I'm like, well, I guess I could go get a soda. Nice. You know, like that to me is like you getting your meal comped. I'm like, I wonder if it's cool if I take a break. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that.
Now you sit behind a desk and play Diablo.
Yeah, now you're sitting behind a desk.
I'll play Diablo.
You know, yeah. Sitting behind a desk. Yeah, I meant like work. You know what I mean? like for work, like you sit behind a job for sit behind a desk for work.
Yeah.
Not like sit behind a desk because you want to game it when you're at home or something, drinking a couple beers. But I don't know. It's like it's uncomfortable, but it's nice at the same time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Like I haven't had an office job in like so long. Yeah. Like I know what etiquette, office etiquette is, obviously. I mean, I used to work in a mortgage company. I'm cool with that kind of stuff. I know how to, you know, talk to people and like how not to talk to people. That's not the problem. The problem is like sometimes I just don't know what to do with myself when I'm at work. I'm just like, well, is it cool if we go to lunch right now? You know, that kind of stuff. Like when you work for AAA, it's like a totally different scene.
Yeah.
Like they tell you, okay, go get something to eat, but you're on call, so don't get comfortable. And like you take your first bite of your sandwich and boom, you got a flat tire on the side of the freeway, you know, at 10 o'clock at night while it's pouring down rain.
Yeah.
So there's stuff like that, and you're eating lunch at weird hours, and you're not so healthy, and like I feel great because now I'm like riding my bike a lot more, and like my girl's shopping for a new bike, and we're gonna start riding our bikes together more and stuff like that. So can't really complain.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah. All right. Well. Yeah. That about wraps up. Let's do the secret word. I think this week is gonna be rebel.
Rebel.
Yeah, because I bought a new DSLR and that's the model.
I know. I saw you shopping. I was like, look at this nigga being like Ansel Adams. What's up with the camera move?
I don't know. I just
start taking pictures, or you're interested in photography, or
I've been looking at DSLRs for like better part of a year, and I've always had like a point and click, but I was like, I really want something a little better, and I don't know what's going on over there, but he is doing something crazy. But,
yeah, tell him to shut the fuck up.
Huh? I don't think I'm gonna tell him that because he's my roommate.
Yeah, no, you should.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah, but, do it.
You can tell him that later.
No, shut the fuck up.
He can't hear you. But
no, all right, never mind.
No, he's lying.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Anyway,
tell him he's a very nice gentleman. Come back soon.
I just, you know, I figured I kind of want one, and there are some pictures I want to take for stuff, and plus it's also, you know, it does HD recording for things.
Nice.
Not that I'm gonna be a lot, but there's certain things I want to use it for. But
like what?
Well, photos.
Like making sex tapes.
Filming. Yeah, I want to make sex tapes. I can only record
because now you got all these piercings. You know what I mean, bro?
Hell yeah! Get my Prince Albert. No
shit.
But anyway,
gross.
So rebel will be the secret word.
Right.
Really,
I've always wanted to get like a really nice camera. I'm like, I've always been fascinated with like graffiti.
Yeah.
Like just go around, take really cool photographs of graffiti and like weird places, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Just start making a blog, just not for everybody else, or just because it sounds cool.
Yeah.
Just because it just interests me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When people want to look at them or take the pictures and do whatever they want, then go nuts.
Yeah.
I don't care.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up for this week. So, like I said, it was a short one. Hopefully there'll be some more news next
all
week.
Right.
But thanks for joining, Fuber. Thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in. And we'll see you all next week.
Smell you later. Thank you.